CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on fireitupwithcj.com and call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. The Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. Today we have guest Jennifer Loudon sharing her book, The Life Organizer, with CJ and I. If you'd like more information on this book, CJ is going to give us how to purchase the book or how to find the website for our guest. I'm going to leave that up to her since I don't have it. You like how I did that, CJ?
Yeah, perfect.
But CJ's website is fireitupwithcj.com, and you can find more information on our guest there, her bio and how to reach her. But I'm going to let CJ give that information out.
Hey, welcome back to the Fire It Up with CJ show. I'm CJ Liu, and happy holidays, everybody. So we are going to be talking about Jennifer Loudon's book, The Life Organizer, and you can find Jennifer Loudon at her name, Jennifer Loudon.com. And one of the things that you will find there is a beautiful set of blog posts, and they're just little juicy, fun ways for you to continue having a heart-based life and get inspired during the year. And one of the blog posts that she wrote about was living the hero's journey and taking that same journey yourself, which is finding the hero within yourself, deciding to answer the call to find your path and to travel that journey. And just like the movies, you'll find that life can be an incredible adventure filled with unknown challenges, magic, and excitement. So we're going to be talking about taking the hero's journey. So welcome back, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your hero's journey, and so that folks can learn about the idea generally. What was your call to adventure that led you to your journey?
Oh God, there's been so many, but really the first one that started this last 23 years of work, so the work of my adult life, which is writing 6 books and coaching thousands of women and speaking, leading retreats, was in a moment of great surrender. And I was deeply unhappy and deeply stuck. I was trying to be a screenwriter in Los Angeles. I was in my mid-20s, and I was so unhappy, and my life just kept getting smaller and smaller. And during that time, I would get that kind of guidance that we all get from our inner wisdom, and it would say, you need to quit writing for a while, you need to do some things to nurture yourself, and why don't you go work in a bookstore for money? You love books, and you love gardening. Go work in a garden store for a while. And I would say, yeah, I'll slow down. I'll listen to you when I'm successful. Right. I had a goal in mind, and I just kept getting more and more stuck until I couldn't write at all. And I had a screenplay due and I couldn't turn it in, and had a skiing accident. I couldn't walk. I lived up 42 stairs and just went on and on and on. And finally, one day I really, really surrendered. And like, you know, when you don't even make any more deals in the back of your head.
That's when you knew you surrender.
Yeah, you're like, okay, this is it. I give up. I'm just going to give up on writing. And in that moment, the title for my first book, The Woman's Comfort Book, popped into my head as clearly as if you said it to me now. And y'all, I didn't write self-help books. I didn't know about self-help books. I was in therapy, and that was about it, right? I was so far from that world. So it was really, really bizarre to have that title pop in my head. And it became a grail that I followed. And I think this is the way that our calls happen. And they happen over and over again. It's not a one-time only thing in our lives. We're called to the hero or the shero's journey over and over again if we listen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those calls are very small. They're called to reach out to a friend. They're called to take up painting for fun. Sometimes they're very big, like write a book, go back to school, ask that guy out.
You know, what's so interesting is I think here's my educated guess on what happened is you weren't answering the small call. It was like, come on, quit that quit writing these, you know, these screenplays. And then, you know, you had actually a skiing accident and, you know, you couldn't write. And so the world actually will send you challenges or inspiration. So to know that you're on your path. So, you know, when you weren't on your path, you had, you know, these challenges that occurred, you know, you're hobbling up your steps. And then what happened when you started following path? Because generally what happens is that things just, doors seem to fling wide open. Is that what happened to you when you actually started following your path?
Well, my experience is doors open and then we close them. So yes, I became very interested in what this title meant, but I also was still very attached to wanting to be a successful screenwriter. So I spent the next 2 years exploring the idea and going back to screenwriting and doing both. And I really want to point this out for everyone listening, because I think the story can be from movies, from TV, from reality TV shows. You follow your path and the door is open. And, you know, from my experiences, a door opens, I close it, I pretend it didn't open, I'm scared to go through the door. And then eventually I did. And, but here's another part of the story that's really important. I wrote that book proposal like I thought I should if I was a PhD. I was a 26-year-old struggling screenwriter. I was curious about what comfort was, but I thought I had no business writing a self-help book. I didn't trust myself, which is a huge angle of all my work and definitely a big part of the Life Organizer book. So I wrote it as my pretend PhD and everybody turned it down. I went back to the original idea that I sketched out on a piece of notebook paper and I wrote that. I wrote from my heart. I wrote from my experience. I wrote from the research that I was starting to do, the women I was talking to. What do to take care of yourself? Why is it hard to take care of ourselves? Why is it such a big deal? I wrote that book and two big publishers wanted to publish and it's gone on to sell hundreds of thousands of copies. So the big lesson for me in there was trust your voice, trust the creative impulse, right?
Yes, when you actually opened up to your heart and trusted yourself, then all the doors flung open. And you actually weren't closing the doors. Then all the doors flung open.
I did occasionally kind of go, ooh, this is too much fun. This is too easy.
So when you actually, and you've been continuing, I mean, that was the beginning of it, and you've been continuing that journey. I mean, if you were to kind of look over your 23 years of being on this journey, what would you say were the highest highs and the lowest lows, and what kind of advice would you give to folks when they're at that place?
The highest highs are every time I saw my work connect and help somebody, and I received that back. I'm thinking of a story, 3 or 4 years ago, I met somebody where maybe I was speaking someplace or leading a retreat. And she told me, and this is before my mom had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And she told me about her mother's descent into Alzheimer's and how she had loved the Woman's Comfort book, my first book. And it became her, like her talisman that she carried with her until it just became a big ball of sodden paper, but she wouldn't let it go. And she slept with it and she carried it everywhere.
Oh,
and
so wow.
When I can let stories like that in, those are the highest highs. They don't have anything to do with me personally, but feeling part of the whole, that you're nurturing people towards being at peace with themselves, accepting themselves on their own skin. And the lowest lows are every time I didn't listen to myself. Every time I try to be somebody that I think I should be, it's the same story, right? We all have the same patterns for our whole life. So it's not a pretend PhD anymore, but it's, oh, I should, I don't know. I'm sure I'll think of something I should be in a minute.
But anything almost like with a, it's almost anything with a should is almost something that is, should not.
Yes, for me, that's very true.
Or even if I think maybe it's fair to say, if you feel like you should, it's using your five steps and figuring out, like, who says you should? Why should you, you know, get, you know, connect, inquire, listen, and now allow the should and figure out if you really need to or not. Interesting. Okay. So, now you're now starting your, I don't know what year you are on your 23 years, but you're starting the next calendar year. What are your thoughts about, you know, starting your journey for the next year?
Oh gosh, I want to enjoy my work and my life as much as possible. Mm-hmm. My office is in the house, but it's separate. It's a few steps away from the house over the garage. There's a separate mm-hmm. building. And I want to walk up here every morning going, yeah, I'm excited about this, whatever I'm doing today. And I want to walk down those stairs at the end of the afternoon and go, yeah. Yeah, I stayed on my own side. I was kind to myself and I gave it my best. And I didn't go into that should leaving myself zone. Mm-hmm. That's my goal for 2014. How can I truly show up as myself and give it and have fun giving it, right? Mm-hmm. And not get into that, you know, oh, this is what I should do to be successful.
Right. Oh, what's so fabulous about your energy is that your energy in this interview is exactly exuding where you want to be, right? It's an excitement. It's positive. It's self-reflecting. It's self-effacing. It's really wonderful qualities. I really appreciate, I really appreciate you and the way that you're approaching stuff. I think your life organizer is working. It's working.
You know, because that's what you do. You want to walk your talk. There's nothing worse as a teacher or a writer to be teaching somebody else something and have this hollow feeling inside that you're not doing it
absolutely,
for yourself.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, folks, we're talking to Jennifer Lawden about a blog post that she has on her website, www.jenniferlawden.com. It's Lawden, you spell as L-O-U-D-E-N, so jenniferlawden.com. And in the next segment, we're going to be talking about some of the challenging behaviors that we have that interfere. They're the ones when we actually, I think you described it aptly, as when we actually close the door on ourselves. We open the doors and then we close the doors on ourselves, like overdoing, being perfectionist, people pleasing. We're going to try to hit as many of those challenging behaviors as we can. So to get more shows like this on self-awareness, make sure to go and subscribe to www.firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back.